There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the show. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up over the next 3 hours, loaded to the gills, as always, Michael Lombardi, longtime former NFL executive, current VSiN host on the show in 1 hour. We'll recap the weekend with him, get his early thoughts on Championship Sunday, and a lot of questions for Johnny Avello, DraftKings Sportsbook Director, in 2 hours. The world's most popular teaser that got there. How do you adjust the in-play when a player like Patrick Mahomes gets injured because the computer doesn't know that Mahomes got hurt? And opening lines for the two games that we have this weekend, Pauly. And we'll begin with the game that was played late last night, on the East Coast, and late in the afternoon out here on the West Coast, as the 49ers eventually won and covered that game against the Cowboys 19-12. Look, that game had plenty of mistakes. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it was a perfect game, but man, do I love some defensive battles from time to time. And both defenses were just fantastic in that game. Mm. And, you know, Purdy wasn't awesome, but as we talked about a lot last week, I mean, like the Dew theory, you said you can't bet on that. Just because he hasn't played a bad game and he's Mr. Irrelevant doesn't mean he's going to in the playoffs. Which quarterback lost the game?
Hello.
It was Dak Prescott.
Yep.
That game was so winnable for Dallas, and he threw up yet another stink bomb. And guess what? It was a total overreaction to how he played against Tampa Bay going into the game last night.
Absolutely. Well said. I mean, the guy missed 5 games and led the league in interceptions. Never happened before in history. And the interception in the red zone before halftime, high school throw. Cannot happen. You can't do that. And yep. The drop pick 6 late would have put the baby to bed. Another horrible throw. I don't know what he's doing in the end zone. He was going to take a safety.
Very close.
What are you doing there? Yep. You got to make the tackle. But I mean, that's he got away with one there as well. And you're right. I mean, he didn't play. Purdy wasn't great in the first half. He struggled. Again, a team drops an interception, and he got away with it. But the unbelievable catch by Kittle, and again with Garoppolo, Kittle was on a milk carton, and how he continues to go to him and how he's been a big part of the offense. And say what you want. They've won 12 in a row. Purdy has won 7. It's a great story, and you're right, though. It was more about can't trust Dak. And you can't trust Big Mike in a big game because McCarthy's decisions were atrocious as well and just capped off. It's more on Kellen Moore, but that ridiculous final play of the game.
Of course. I mean, that's what people are going to concentrate on. Look, I mean, did that play ever work in practice? Like, seriously, imagine if the Cowboys defense played lights out for most of the year. Imagine if they got duped by that play in a practice session leading up to it. It had no chance. But, I mean, they were up against it. And that's, by the way, really bad final drive for Dalton Schultz.
Oh,
who, I mean,
that was the prop.
Could not get the right foot down.
Oh.
But also, like, you cannot afford for the defender. And I'm surprised in the broadcast they said, well, the clock's going to be stopped at 27 seconds. No, it's not, man, because a defender, once they knock the offensive player with the ball backwards and out of bounds, that clock keeps ticking. Like, the player with the ball has to move forward to go out of bounds, and then it's going to stop. That's the rule. And that was a really bad job by Dalton Schultz in the final drive, I thought. Dak could have had, he had two, he could have had four, maybe five INTs in the game.
Yeah. The last drive never should have happened. I don't know what Mitchell's doing. That is ridiculous.
Of course it was.
That you run out of bounds and give him an extra 40 seconds. That's asinine. But Big Mike was terrible again. I mean, this is the 27th straight year the Cowboys failed to go to an NFC title game. And the 4th-and-5 punt at the San Francisco 40, the 4th-and-8 field goal from the 25, although which he made, that was a bizarre decision. You don't have the guys ready to punt as the clock. You got to get that punt off sooner.
How about that?
What are you doing?
I think it was Greg Olsen screaming for it on the broadcast.
Terrible.
He's like, you look at how much time they're wasting here.
Yep.
That was almost the full allotted amount of time.
Yep.
That wound down before they actually got the snap off. And then 2:05 on the clock when the Niners, and then beautiful job by Shanahan throwing the football.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then they got a first down, though.
Yeah. Right.
So come up short of the sticks, like make it a 2nd-and-1, and then the game should be over with there.
That's exactly what it allowed San Francisco to do. Then you have to throw in that situation, and it worked out. And Big Mike was terrible. But again, it's all about Dak, and that's that guy you pay all that money to, and he was atrocious again, which everything we said last week in terms of that angle was correct. Who cares? The Vikings stink. Why are we giving the Giants so much credit? And Tampa was awful. They were under 500. And then maybe the schedule caught up to Dallas as well.
Now, they certainly were not helped out by the Pollard injury.
Oh, enormous.
That really stinks for the team.
Good point.
I mean, because, and we saw it again last night. I mean, clearly he's a better weapon than Zeke Elliott at this point. I think everybody who's watched the Cowboys now for a while, they understand that and they know it. And maybe Pollard going out of the game kind of changed it a little bit. And Lamb had a nice game, but you can't throw those two INTs if you're Dak Prescott.
No.
You
can't do it in the red zone before half. That's a 6-point swing at least.
Massive, massive.
I don't know what Shanahan's doing before halftime. Oh, my God.
The clock management from him again.
Oh.
But I will tell you send out one tweet on Shanahan as a coach and the management, and people are going to be like, yeah, of course, what's new?
Right.
I mean, he's a great play caller, but the clock and the game management in games, terrible. I mean, he's blown a couple of big leads, as we all know this now.
He is so, I can't have any time left on the clock whatsoever for the, who cares?
Right.
If it's less than 20 seconds, big deal.
Right.
I mean, that was ridiculous how he butchered, almost cost him 3 points.
Yeah, I would totally agree. And what's unfortunate for the Cowboys again is their defense played out of their minds.
Yes, they did.
That first half performance, I mean, they were, think of it this way. I mean, the Niners, to me, they have an elite offensive line and they have the best weapons in the entire league. And it looked like the Cowboys had, I don't know, 12, 13, 14, 15 guys on the field defensively. They were ball hawks for the entire first half. And then I think eventually maybe they ran a little bit out of steam. The offense could not get them any help. And, you know, I mean, 27 years, like you talked about, Paulie, without this team, boy, it's like it's the Yankees, man. They get talked about more than any team in this league, and yet it's been 3 decades for the most part where they can't even get back to the NFC title game. And here's Jerry Jones. You knew that he was going to get asked about it if they lost the game on Big Mike McCarthy's future with the team.
No. And their decision to for our kicker was exonerated with his field goal in my mind, and I'm proud for him. But this is very sickening. Not win tonight.
Yeah, he was asked if the loss impacts Mike McCarthy's future.
No,
it doesn't.
Yeah. Well,
I know a lot of people are saying, do they need to make a quarterback change?
Well, you can point the finger at that guy, too, though.
Right.
I mean, you had everything set up beautifully with Jimmy Johnson. and things you couldn't get along and ego thing about who gets the credit, right? And it's just,
sure.
You're right, it's unacceptable. It's embarrassing. 27 years, you can't even make a title game. And they finally win a road playoff game, and then and they get beat like, you're right, for the defense to play like that, and you lose the game, and a big reason why is Dak? Absolutely.
You think any books across the country got carried out and the Maher missed extra point?
Oh, plus, how about that? That is wild. With the Tim Kawakami tweet, who's watching warmups, and this guy is yanking him left and right.
Yeah.
And they have video of Jerry walking over to him during the pregame and giving him like a pep talk. And the guys on the broadcast did a great job. That thing is wide left by 10 yards.
By 10 yards.
If it's not blocked. Absolutely.
Maher is lucky it got blocked because he would have been embarrassed yet again. And so the people who were covering, I did not bet that until I saw that in the pregame warmups from Kawakami and others were like, this guy is, I mean, it's a golfer who's lost his swing.
Yep.
Is what it was. It was Chuck Knobloch all over again. Rick Ankiel, right?
Yep.
And so that's when I said, I have to put a little bit on this, otherwise I'm going to hate myself.
Well,
and
5-1, yeah. 4-1.
I think it was plus 450 at the time.
Sure, yeah. Good job by Cirque here. They put it up on for every game and every kicker.
Yeah.
Not just Maher.
Yep. So that game with the final play again. It's just back-to-back years, by the way, against the 49ers, where it's end-of-game shenanigans for Mike McCarthy.
Right.
Okay, so the Niners go on the road now, and they play Philadelphia in the NFC title game. Philly's favored by 2.5 now.
Yep.
They open up. Depends on where you look. Globally, I saw some threes out there here in the States. 1.5 was the very first number that I saw. What did you think right away in the game of Brian Daboll going for it on 4th and 8?
Couldn't believe it. He might be the coach of the year, and a lot of people were saying, I'm going to take my vote back. He was atrocious. You can't do that. That early in the game?
No, not that
Why
early.
Would you panic like that?
I hated
the. And then the exact same situation, down 21, he punts.
He punted.
He had a rough night. So did Danny Dimes. You're giving that guy $100 million now? That's your quarterback of the future? He was pathetic. That interception, awful. And again, this is the real deal. I told you in October this team's going to win 14, 15 games. They would have gone 17-1 with Hurts.
I think so.
So I think the Eagles win. They go to the Super Bowl, and they were the best team in the league the whole year. I know the Niners are hot. It's a great Final Four that we have, but this is a complete team. Sirianni's done an excellent job. Hurts was probably going to win the MVP before the injury.
I think he was going to.
And we forgot about the Eagles here because we hadn't seen them look like that in about a month, but they were fantastic. And shame on Daboll for what he did. You can't do that.
No, 4th and 8. There's no need to do that. Maybe 4th and 1, maybe 4th and 2. 4th and you have to pick up 8 yards for the first down?
Come on.
It's absurd.
And then it just made it worse with the decision to punt down 21.
Right. That they have talent all across the board in that team. And, you know, I don't say this ever, basically. But for the Eagles to be 7.5-point favorites for most of the week, when they closed 7 in week 14 at the Giants, they won 48-22. I had never understood that number. Football fans, conference championship is set this weekend. Time to check out Bet Rivers. You could win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing our exclusive Bet Rivers Squares this football season. Place a $10 or more bet in qualifying, and you get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiverSquares.com. Up next, did Tony Romo impact the Bengals-Chiefs point spread? We'll explain next here on Follow the Money.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Championship Sunday straight ahead. You want an edge? We have you covered. Intro offer $9.99 to be a VSiN Pro subscriber. Recap every play by every host, every guest. Betting splits, deep dive betting reports. Limited time offer. Sign up now. Only $9.99. VSiN.com/subscribe. One more thing quickly. Turpin. What are you doing? He runs right into Robbie Gould on the kickoff.
I had to rewind it and watch it again.
You think he scores?
We never got like an overhead view.
Yeah. What's he doing?
But who was behind Gould?
Right.
Gould. I mean, he was going to take it to the house. He ran right into the guy.
Yeah. How about Robbie? Solid Gould, too. He's never missed a kick in the postseason. Wow.
Okay.
That guy is money. And he saved it just like Butker, too. Guys, you can't be brought down by a kicker on a kickoff return.
Right.
Incredible job by Gould.
Especially when Turpin is... I mean, that quick?
And runs right into him.
He just was like, okay. And then he got up and he was pissed off. Well, what are you mad about? Yourself?
Yeah.
For not recognizing that that was probably going to be a touchdown?
Enormous.
Yeah, it was, for sure.
Yep.
So, you know, every single year around this time, you're going to hear people say, boy, these NFL tough to beat. These numbers are so tight. And I will say this, and yes, today, maybe you can say it's based on the results from the weekend. But if you go back to last week, I screamed about it for three different games. I brought it up in the first segment, Eagles, Giants. How were the Eagles 7.5 for most of the week? They were just laying 7 in week 14 at the Giants, and they won 48-22, and the Giants scored late. It wasn't close. Never understood that line. And for the life of me, I mean, when that number got to Buffalo -6 against Cincinnati, and I calmed down over the offensive line for the Bengals,
wow,
maybe not being that big of an issue, 6, these two teams, and I said this on Friday, much closer to a pick'em on paper than a 6-point spread for Buffalo. And if they played again this week, what would you make the point spread? Buffalo 3? Buffalo below 3? 6 was just a bad number.
Took money.
They did?
Huge bets all week. Professional money, too. The public got the better of it against the professionals in that game. Wasn't even close. And
Paul, you text me when it was 14-0 after the Bengals scored the second time. You said, that's it, game's over.
It was a carryover of the Monday night game. They had no answers defensively in the five quarters. Guys are wide open. The chase touchdown, inexcusable. They blew him off the line of scrimmage, gashing him with Mixon. The whole question, can Cincinnati go to the Super Bowl with no running game? Well, they were fine yesterday. The snow actually hurt Buffalo.
It did.
And another thing, as we talked about, why I was so worried about this team was what happened to Josh Allen, and they didn't look right since the first Jet game. That's what it was, and he didn't look right.
And then we
10
saw
points?
Yep, and then we saw yesterday with Diggs going over, and the video was right there on the broadcast.
Yep.
Diggs would not leave Allen, and he's like calling him out. He's like, what the hell's going on? He's waving his arms right. Allen would even look at him. Diggs is like, come on, man. What's happening? I'm open. Give me the ball.
He's a front runner. That's unfortunate. He was in a good situation, you thought, with Minnesota. Couldn't stand Cousins. Demands a trade. Goes to Buffalo. And then he was out before the media got there and grabbed his stuff and left the stadium. right away. But you have Hamlin in the stadium and you play like that and get dominated? It was 10-0 first downs. They didn't get a first down till this. How do you, can you ever recall a team at home in a bigger game to lay an egg like that in the first quarter?
Oh, Paul, I mean,
that first quarter was embarrassing.
To me, it looked like the Bills were completely unprepared to play the game.
Yeah.
Because it was just right down the field for the Bengals. Offensively, Buffalo could do nothing whatsoever. And this is your home spot with a juiced up crowd to go play on a neutral against the Chiefs. And you blew it and you look like that. Here's the thing, though. Yeah. I thought the point spread, again, it was a bad job by the market, right? Never, ever in a million years should the Bills have been 6-point favorites in that game. And yes, I bet the Bengals plus six. Maybe people were wrong in the Bills power rating all year long. Here's the thing.
No, they were awesome to start the season. They were blowing people out. But
you have to make adjustments, though, right?
Yeah.
The Von Miller injury turned out to be much bigger than what anybody talked about. The defense was not getting enough pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And then you just said it again. There was something off with Josh Allen for most of the back end of the season.
Yep. Lost to the Jets, didn't play well. Lost to the Vikings.
Fumbled the ball at their own goal line.
Then they have the week off, the craziness, the game pushed back, the game in Detroit, and they beat Cleveland, but they weren't impressive. They beat the Lions on Thanksgiving by 3. They played well Thursday night on the road against New England. They had to hang on and only scored 20 points to beat the Jets at home, 1-8. They beat Miami by 3 on that Saturday night game. Again, that's when our antennas should have been up.
Mm-hmm.
They were down 8 in the fourth quarter. And Miami was in a horrible spot after a third straight road game. They beat New England and couldn't stop Mac Jones. Hello. They had two kickoff returns.
Another good sign
in
right
that
there.
Game. And they almost blew a 17-point lead to Miami in a third string quarterback.
Huh?
They were never right. And Dorsey was horrendous. They totally abandoned the run from the get-go when Cincinnati was allowing you to run the ball as well.
It looked like Cook could have gone off in that game.
I know. I don't understand the play calling by Dorsey as well. And you're right. You thought getting 6 was outrageous? How about this? How about the halftime number? Buffalo was laying 7 in the second half. Their team total was 17. And the Bengals' team total was only 10. That push, but again, I don't know what they were doing inside the 5 where they're throwing the ball.
Yep.
So, thorough domination, complete and utter domination. Blown off the line of scrimmage and off the ball. And they were the best team in the league last year. Should have won the game in Kansas City. They are so far away. There's 5-6 teams ahead of them right now.
Oh, boy, that's a strong comment. Yeah, and you might be right. I got news for you. I mean, Baltimore might be the best team in the AFC.
Absolutely. If they're with Lamar Jackson,
if they're fully healthy,
absolutely.
Ravens could be the best team in the AFC.
They shut Burrow down back-to-back weeks.
They're the one team that has proven that they can actually do that. And Burrow was just... He was so good again yesterday. I was screaming at people in November, in December, here at Circa. Joe Burrow is better than Josh Allen. I don't want to hear about it. And I don't even know how you can make the case today for Josh Allen. And I was saying it way before the game yesterday. But here's Joe Burrow with Tracy Wolfson on CBS after the game.
Complete game from everybody. Offense, defense, special teams. Domination from start to finish. That's what we expected. Job's not finished. We got another big one next week on the road. Excited for it.
We talked about it yesterday, just that chip on your shoulder. Everyone talking about a neutral AFC championship game, not even thinking about you guys. How much did that motivate you coming into this?
You better send those refunds.
And then finally, you're off now. Another road trip, this time to Kansas City, a rematch of last year's AFC championship. Your early thoughts on that one?
It's going to be a fun one. You know, two of the top guys in the league, two of the top teams in the league. Great defenses, great overall teams, great coaches. Going to be a great atmosphere. Excited to play in it.
Yeah. They're making a really big deal out of the go get your refunds.
Yeah. I've had enough of that storyline. It's an asinine question by Wolfson. And how the bet this was your extra motivation? No, I thought it would be that they got screwed in this whole deal. And this should have been on a neutral. And they shouldn't have been the three.
Bills would have had a better chance on a neutral.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that. Guys, I have news for you. They have to sell tickets to the game. They play in a week.
Right.
Hey, guys, Metallica's coming to town, but they're only going to sell tickets the night before. Cincinnati was doing the same thing. Jacksonville beat Kansas City.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to sell tickets to the game. It's 8 days out. I mean, come on.
Yep.
This Cincinnati garbage. I mean, everyone does that.
Zach Taylor, 5-1 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Sean McDermott, 4-5.
Well, you said it. You want to go win a big road game in January. The list and it starts and ends with Burrow. He's 21-2 ATS now against teams not named Cleveland. The guy's a gangster. It's ridiculous. The swag, and he's so damn good.
Doesn't care.
And they're certainly up against it now, Kansas City. I mean, you can't beat them with a healthy Mahomes, and now he's compromised.
For sure.
But that is just the great job by Cincinnati. Total domination. That's embarrassing by Buffalo.
It is.
That is absolutely embarrassing to play like that at home. And to come out unprepared and to look like that, what happened?
I know.
Run the ball from time to time. And you have to be concerned. If you want to kill Dak Prescott, and you should, you have to be all over Josh Allen today, too.
There's no question.
Josh Allen was horrendous.
And probably a humongous drop-off from Brian Daboll to who they have now as the offensive coordinator in Dorsey. Yep. Here's McDermott. After the game, asked if their Super Bowl window was closing.
Oh. No. No, this is a good football team, and you learn from things like this. You keep knocking on the door. That's what you do. You stay steadfast in your focus and your approach. You work your tail off. Again, that's a good football team. We just played, and they played better than we did tonight. They coached better than we did tonight. And you know, we've got to learn from this and make the proper adjustments as we move forward. And but for staying in the moment tonight, I don't want to get into the evaluations and all that type of stuff. But you know, obviously disappointing the result.
They play again this week. What do you make the point spread?
Where's the same place?
Same place. They play at Buffalo.
Cincinnati 3?
You make the Bengals favorite?
They can't stop them. It was total domination.
I think if you made, honestly, I think it would probably be like Bills 3, and I think the books would still take money on the Bengals.
How about the game plan defensively by Cincinnati?
I thought defensively they were fantastic.
They did a great
yesterday.
Job. It was a great game plan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a horrible matchup for Buffalo. Again, Burrow was going to throw for 400 in the Monday night game before the horrible situation.
It looked like they were going to do whatever they wanted in that
Absolutely.
Spot.
Absolutely.
And yeah, just, again, his weapons, I mean, he can drop back. He's got Chase and Higgins and Boyd and Hurst. And then in the snow yesterday, Mixon looked like he was back at Oklahoma in that game. He looked so good. All right, so that will bring us to the opening point spreads and totals in the two title games. And I promise we're going to run this down. Did Tony Romo impact the Chiefs-Bengals point spread?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, conference championships on Sunday. Time to check out Bet Rivers. You could win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their Bet Rivers squares. Place a $10 or more bet, and you get a square on the house. If your numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. Here's what Mitch was talking about before. Tony Romo at the end of the Bills game on Mahomes. It's challenging because when I did it, I wasn't able to actually play the next week. In other words, you can't walk. You play the day of, so when it happened yesterday, it was like he's going to play today, tape it up. They're going to go out there, adrenaline's going to kick, and he's going to be fine. But the next day, he's not going to be able to do anything. He's going to be on crutches on Wednesday. He then said it's not a lock that Mahomes will play Sunday, despite the stakes. For what it looked like, I would tell you, for those of you thinking it's 100% he plays, it's going to take a lot. I think he'll play, but he's young at the same time. I don't know for sure he's going to be able to be the Mahomes that we're used to. I can tell you right now he's not going to have the same athleticism. Romo termed it a huge challenge for Mahomes to rehab well enough to be ready for the game. And that's what he said at the end. And then
right.
I know here at Circa, they made the line 5.5 on the game. And then several spots opened up 3, and bam! Went down to pick, and now we're in the 1-1.5 range.
Yeah, the Westgate here in Las Vegas opened up KC -3, and instantly they took nothing but Bengals money. Could not take a bet on the Chiefs. They moved it all the way down to pick 'em, and then everybody else is basically hanging 1.5 on the game. I saw at some spots like Cincinnati +1.5, -120, which is bizarre on the game because it's like it's right around the money line. So just move it, I guess. Yeah. Make it a 1-point favorite instead. But that's pretty much where we are now across the board is 1.
Well, right. And even Terry Bradshaw changed his mind in the span of 12 hours. Saturday night, he's like, he'll be fine. He didn't lead him. He didn't have crutches on it. Or, I mean, it didn't have a boot when he left the stadium. He'll be good to go. And then he comes back after the post game yesterday, after the Niner game. Oh, I'm concerned. I don't know about my home. I said, what are you? It's 12 hours. Come on, Terry.
Okay, so what?
I like what the offensive lineman said to Peter King, though. Several of them about, hey, we have to be on our A game now, and we know he can't get touched, and we're going to do a better job up front. And
okay, but that's easier said than done, though, too.
Yeah, well, I think, They also did a good job protecting him in the second half, but it's a different ball game with Jacksonville to Cincinnati. He also looked good on the final touchdown throw. Well, but I don't know. Who knows? He's right. He says, I'll be fine. He has 8 days now.
Yeah, but what do we always hear about a high ankle sprain?
Uh-huh.
That's 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, and it looked shaky at best for him. And I'll raise my hand. I mean, who on earth was not betting Jacksonville in play to win the game as soon as he got hurt?
Yeah.
I was. To win the game, all right, I'm grabbing plus 340, plus $3. I'm like, I don't know if this dude can go out there on the field anymore and play.
Great discussion. Do you want to compromise Mahomes or Chad Henne? Then he takes him 98 yards.
Yeah.
What a job by Henne to come in cold.
That was very good. He was lucky. I mean, that one ball was batted, and Jacksonville had 20 times to be in that game. And being it, I'm talking about maybe win it outright, go to overtime, whatever. That dropped INT, the Kirk drop pass, unacceptable, and then the fumble, obviously, by Agnew late. Huge.
How about the kickoff return?
Another one.
Butker saves the day.
Yeah.
More on that coming up. But as you always say, it's a week-to-week league. Cincinnati had no business beating Baltimore. They were thoroughly outplayed until Huntley did the Peter Pan from the two-yard line. Burrow, same thing almost happens. Are we getting Chad Henne against, who was it, Brandon Allen? I mean, I thought Burrow was going to get hurt.
Are you talking about yesterday?
Yes.
When the defender for the Bills was kind of, I don't know if he was pushed into Burrow or not.
I thought he was pushed in.
Because I thought the offensive lineman pushed him down, and then a defender kind of went into him head first. I'm like, oh, that doesn't look pretty.
Yep. Okay. Well, as I tweeted, though, hell of a matchup here with both games. San Francisco has won 12 in a row. The Bengals have won 10 in a row. Philly is 15-1 when Hurts plays. Kansas City's 15-3. They've won 11 of 12. Their losses this year, 3 points, 3 points, and 4 points. Oof. So it's a hell of a Final Four here as well. But the thinking is, my God, Mahomes can't beat him when he's healthy. And now he's hurt. And Burrow has had their number.
Yeah, it's
they frustrated him in the first meeting.
If Mahomes is not going to be close to 100%, the Chiefs aren't winning this football game. Bengals are going to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, what do you make them?
What do you mean, what do I make them? Percentage-wise, to look healthy?
Yeah. What do you think he is?
Well, I mean, what if Romo's right? You tell me. You have the huge ticket on the Chiefs to win the whole thing.
This weekend was a disaster.
If Romo's right and Mahomes is on crutches on Wednesday, I mean, that's not going to be a good look for him to play on Sunday.
Nope. What's the line if it's Chad Henne?
Bengals will be favored.
Well, I guess. How much?
Does it go to 3?
It has to.
I think that's the question.
Yeah.
I think it probably has to as well.
Right. And I you would think Cincinnati would be smart enough to know, who's on Kelsey? I mean, he's not even running a route, Jackson.
No, he's not at all.
6-17 targets.
All
Come
he
on.
Does is go down the field, turn around, pivot, and nobody's like on the guy.
I know.
How is it that easy?
I know. Yeah.
Stealing candy from a baby.
Yep.
Every single time Mahomes drops back to pass, he's got that guy to throw to.
Well, part of the reason he's so good is the athleticism, though, and Romo's right. And he could just move around, and you can't sack him. I come and I'm throwing from all angles and directions.
Yeah.
And now you take that away.
I do think that people were betting, again, the teaser this weekend. I did a little bit, but I'm not going to go nuts with this. And the teaser would be Niners up to 8.5 and the Bengals up to 7.5. But now it looks like those 1.5s on the Chiefs are disappearing.
Yeah. I love the Bengals. It's a bad matchup. And certainly with the Mahomes situation, I like the Bengals and I like the Eagles and I like the under. And we forgot about the Eagles. You know, they've been saying, hello, you forgot about us. I mean, they were the best team in the league all year. And again, that is a great offensive line. It's ridiculous with the rushing attack. Who do you want to use? Who do you want to go to? You'll be blown away by the odds on Gainwell coming up. And then it's just A.J. Brown, Smith, Hurts. It's so many weapons in a good defense. So this is now you're up against it, right? Now Purdy has to go on the road. He was okay against San Francisco, at Seattle,
right.
On the Thursday night game. Now you're going into Philly, and they will be ready, and they will be gassed up with the 3 o'clock local kick.
There's no question. And the way that these two teams match up, Philly, maybe the best offensive line in football. San Francisco, right on their heels, right?
You can throw deep on San Francisco.
Yeah, you can. The fronts on both teams defensively can get to the quarterback. Both teams, I would say that we're talking about the best weapons in football. We have 1 and 1A right now with the 49ers and the Eagles. clearly the quarterback edge goes to Jalen Hurts, right? Hurts was going to win the MVP. Purdy has not lost a game yet, and he did not do that last night against the Cowboys, and he played well leading into that spot. So it's a fascinating matchup. I kind of lean to the Eagles as well at this point to win the game and go to the Super Bowl, but I can't wait to watch. That's the early game, by the way, on Sunday.
Right.
And so the Eagles, again, took money, opened up 1.5, up to 2.5 right now. And when you look ahead to any possible Super Bowl matchup that we have, I don't see a scenario where the point spread can even be 3.
Yeah.
With assuming everybody from the games coming up on Sunday, assuming we don't have a significant injury and everybody stays healthy, right? I don't. 3 is going to be the maximum point spread in the Super Bowl.
The game might take 2.5 hours. Run. And all this talk for 2 weeks about San Francisco would be favored, it would turn out to be asinine.
Yeah. Because
if assuming Hurts is close to 100%, I mean, they're at home and they played one bad game the whole year when he's been in there?
Yeah. That's also based on what happened this weekend, too.
Oh, but, sure.
I mean, it's because Philadelphia won in a blowout and the Niners were very fortunate to survive the game against the Cowboys last year. If you flip it, the Niners might be favored today. Here's Kyle Shanahan, head coach 49ers, on facing the Eagles.
I mean, I don't think you take anything a level up. You do as good as you can every single week. And I think we got a pretty good team. We've got a very talented team, also a team that plays well together. I know they do. They've been as good as anyone since the beginning of this year and all the way to right now. And if you looked at the beginning of the year, you thought Philly would be the last team right here, and that's the way it's ended up. So we're going to end up going down there. Hopefully we'll have a good week of practice, and looking forward to the challenge.
Great game. Can't have a bad Super Bowl on paper.
Yep.
I'll ask you this. If the Eagles advance here and win as the home favorite against the Niners and they get Cincinnati.
And they get Cincinnati.
Who would be favored in that game? You have to consider this. That would mean the Bengals in the playoffs this year would go to Buffalo and win and go to KC and win.
What are the scores? I mean,
let's say they're each 23-20.
Oh, God.
Just a flat pick 'em?
I'd make Philly a small favorite.
Okay.
They've been awesome this year. I know. It's a tough call. Let's not forget how great the Eagles have been.
I mean, and for the sake of the, the games, your ticket, by the way, let's hope Mahomes is at least like 80-85%. I think 100% is probably a pipe dream.
But I am here for the NFC stunk this year discussion, though, too.
And, well,
that could be part of this.
And when you look at both their schedules, by the way.
The NFC might have been hot garbage. So
true.
That's possible.
Yep. All right. Up next, we'll get into win some, lose some. Paulie will run down and recap all of the betting action from the weekend coming up. How about a 90-1 shot to have the most yards in the divisional round? Details on that next year. Follow the money. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. You can catch our next guest show every single day, Monday through Friday, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, right here on VSiN. Former longtime NFL executive. His podcast is also called the GM Shuffle. Great job with Femi Abedefe, host right here on VSiN. Michael Lombardi on the program now. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I am doing great. I'm doing great, gentlemen. How are we doing out there?
Doing really well. We are set up. Great Final Four coming up this weekend in the NFL. We'll get to Mahomes and the injury and your thoughts on that coming up in a second. But the game that was played yesterday and who the Chiefs are going to be playing in the AFC title game, and I mentioned this in the previous segment, Michael. I'm seeing stuff today come out of the Buffalo area. They're kind of panicking. I'm talking about the media. Why that loss yesterday just looked and feels a little different. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I tweeted it out. I thought that, you know, last year they were 13 messed up seconds away from getting to the conference championship game. This year they weren't even close. I mean, you know, Bill fans know that they got kicked up front. You know, everybody says, well, the field really helped Cincinnati. It clearly didn't help Buffalo because Buffalo's offensive line, which has been a little bit of an overrated offensive line all season because Allen's able to get away from people and his ability to break tackles. You know, they got their butts kicked up front. I mean, they have no real power. And because Allen has to be the runner, the main runner in their offense, they have no flow to their offense. Their offense has really become schoolyard. It's kind of interesting how anybody would interview Ken Dorsey for a head coaching job. And unless he was bringing Josh Allen with them, like, what are you getting offensively? Because I can't tell what their offense is. Yeah. You know, they can't get the ball to Diggs. They don't have another reliable receiver that they can count on, you know, and so Dallas Knox is a nice player, but they have no ability. There's no system or rhythm to their offense. It's either, Josh, you go make a play, we'll throw it down the field, and we'll beat you deep. But go back to the, you know, even the New England game, the last game of the year.
Yes.
I mean, they won that game, but it took 2 kickoff returns to win that game.
Yep, totally agree. If they don't hit that bomb in the big play, then the offense has struggled, and exactly right. They also let Mac Jones go up and down the field in that game.
Everybody's going up and down the field. I mean, the Bengals had 30 first downs in the game. That game was, I know the score said it was 27-10. That game could have been a 42-3 game. I mean, that's why Buffalo fans left the stadium saying, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because
this
defense that everybody thinks is great, you know, and Romo's talking about Leslie Frazier becoming a head coach.
Oh.
I mean, you know, seriously. I mean, did he watch his head coaching performance when he was in Minnesota? I mean, seriously. And then when you watch this Buffalo defense, and I know that, you know, that this is why you have to be really careful. The numbers lie. All right, Buffalo points against 2, yards 6, but it all depends on who you play. Who you play, that's how you measure your team. It isn't total stats over the year. And I think Buffalo was highly overrated. And look, I know losing Von Miller hurt, but they could never really rush the passer. Their defensive front, small. People have always run the football on them all year. And you just choose not to run it. It's what makes Mike McDaniel's game plan last week so strange. Like, you can run the ball on them because they're in a nickel front all the time.
Yeah. Okay, so then take us through this week for the Chiefs and their opponent, the Bengals and their opponent, with KC played at Arrowhead. The Mahomes injury, it looked awful on TV on Saturday. Romo was talking about it. He's been through it. He said, look, he might be on crutches on Wednesday. I don't know how he's going to play. You've been around this league for a long, long time, Michael. What do you think happens this week with Mahomes?
I think it's going to be really hard. You know, I thought the argument that they were having on the sideline was really about Mahomes. It wasn't about Mahomes wanting to get into play. He wanted that. That was clear. But I think Mahomes wanted to get some kind of painkiller, pain reliever in his ankle to allow him to play. But when they do that on a high ankle sprain, it really prolongs the injury. It makes it harder to recover the next week. It makes it harder. And so it's like turf toe. You can inject a turf toe for painkiller, but you got to know what the spot is. And once you do that, you're basically on borrowed time. It just makes it worse as you go along. It's not going to be career threatening, but it makes it worse for you to play. I think that was the argument. And so now he's going to be in a boot. People say, well, he left the stadium not in a boot. I mean, that's all decorative. He's going to be, like Romo said, on crutches. Now, when you have a high ankle, you can go vertically. We played the Chiefs one year with Jeremy Maclin, had a high ankle the week before, and he played maybe a quarter and a half in our game in the playoff game in New England. But he wasn't effective. You can't change direction. You don't have lateral quickness. And then you don't have the ability to plant. Quarterbacks need their lower bodies to plant and drive the ball. You could tell Mahomes had nothing on the football yesterday, on Saturday. He couldn't drive it because even though he's got a great arm, he needs his lower body. And then add this element. Where do Mahomes, his plays, his great plays, his unique plays happen when the play breaks down? And if he can't move, those plays aren't going to happen. It's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, terrific breakdown. That'd be nice if someone would have said that on the broadcast where we got a report on the actual injury.
I mean, we got 25,000 people there. We have more people there than we did invading Normandy, and we can't get an answer on anything.
They are so useless. The Pollard injury, what happened with Mahomes. It's like, how many? Can we get a sideline reporter to update us on the injury? What is going on? It was ridiculous.
We went to Erin Andrews, and she was talking about something that happened during the week. Like, they're at the game, talk about it. Like, Tony Pollard's injury yesterday was the most significant injury of the weekend besides Mahomes, because that shut down the offense for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Because there was no way Kellen Moore was going to adjust. There was no way that, and so once they took Lamb out of the team, where was the ball going? I mean, Zeke's not going to beat you. Give the ball to Zeke as many times as you want. He's averaged 2.3 a carry. Like, where are they going to get yards from? Where are they going to make explosive plays? Lamb made one, but they can't put enough plays together. That Pollard injury was really significant. I mean, to me, I was on Dallas yesterday. I thought Dallas would cover. I thought Dallas had a chance to win. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the right handicap, but I wasn't handicapping that Pollard was going to get hurt. Once he got hurt, that game changed.
You're the GM, or you're in the front office. How would you have handled the Maher situation?
I would have gone with another kicker. There's no way I would have gone with him out there. There's just no way. Now, maybe they didn't feel like there was another kicker you could count on. But there's no way, because I just didn't have any faith, and I don't see those guys flipping the switch, right? I don't see it, and then it hinders you, because I would have gone with two kickers. I would have had two kickers up for the game, because once he missed one, I would have gone to the other guy.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, he badly missed that extra point, which then put the game off kilter. It put the game, now instead of being 7-3, it's 6-3. Instead of it being 19-13, it's 19-12. Now you're trying to tie the game. You could have won the game on the final drive of the game. So I just would have gone a different direction. I thought it was a bad decision all week. There's one thing about being loyal. It's another thing about being practical.
Yeah, it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Former longtime NFL executive, current VSiN host Michael Lombardi is our guest. So what is your early read on that game? Philadelphia hosting San Francisco, NFC title game. Opened up, you know, this was between 1.5 and 3, depending on where you were looking last night. Now basically settling in here, Michael, at Philadelphia -2.5.
Well, I think Philly's going to get all the money because of their dominated performance against the Giants. But let's slow down a little bit. That Giant team isn't very good. It's like Minnesota. They were kind of, we all know they were a fallacy, right? So, look, the one thing I've said all year long, the Niners will give the Eagles trouble defensively because of their speed, because of their linebackers and their ability to tackle, and because of their physicality up front. This is a good offensive line in Philadelphia going against a really good defensive line in San Francisco. Those are going to matter. And then I think you got the Kyle Shanahan element versus Jonathan Gannon. I mean, one thing we do know is the Eagles, if you can block their front, you can move the ball on them. And there are throws in their coverages that you can make. This will be a yards after the catch game for both teams. I think it's going to be a great game. I tend to favor San Francisco only because I think Kyle Shanahan will be the difference in the game in terms of his ability to call plays. I think that's going to really matter the most. But these are the two best teams by far. Yeah. I think people underestimated how good Dallas was. I think if Dallas had Kyle Shanahan calling plays for them, they win yesterday.
Yeah, I think you're probably right with that. And then the AFC title game again, kind of unknown right now with Mahomes, but you said, you know, 5 minutes earlier what you think is going to happen with him this week, and they're laying 1.5 right now against the Bengals, or one actually. Who do you like to win this game outright?
I mean, I don't know how the way Joe Burrow played yesterday and the way they were able to run the ball. I mean, I was counting on Zach Taylor not running it, and there was a moment during the game he didn't. But look, let's face it, the Bengals defensively with the Lou Amoromo does a great job, and this Burrow is too good. I mean, he's really good. And if he's the healthy quarterback of the two best quarterbacks in the league, you got to go with the healthy quarterback.
Great job, my friend. You were awesome all weekend. Thanks, on guys. Twitter. We'll be listening to you later today. There you go. And
thank you.
Yep, thanks, Michael.
Yep, GM Shuffle podcast. A must listen for every football fan. Lombardi goes off on players, teams, and coaching decisions every Monday and Thursday throughout the football season. Download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle podcast from VSiN and DraftKings, wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was watching some of the coverage last night after the game was over with here on VSiN, and former player, wide receiver, Mike Pritchard, he's on the network as well, comes on with us every single Thursday.
Hey, Mike.
He basically said the same exact thing that Lombardi just said. He said the speed of the of the San Francisco defense will cause problems because the Eagles like to spread it out more and go side to side more than down the middle of the field. And it's so difficult to run the ball on the Niners anyway. He said the speed for the Niners on the outside will cause havoc for how they like to operate with A.J. Brown, with Devontae Smith, and with others, and the way that Jalen Hurts likes to get out of the pocket and run.
Okay. A little concerned about Purdy? A little bit.
Yeah.
I love the under in that game to start. Yep. And we could get San Francisco-Cincinnati for the third time in the Super Bowl? That'd be something. John Candy game?
That's right.
Montana in the huddle. Hey, it's John Candy.
Yeah.
And then you got...
How often do we have this setup, though, where on paper you can't go wrong with the Super Bowl matchup?
Yeah. I know.
Rarely is it like this.
I'll be honest, because my pocket and also what transpired. I have Bengals fatigue already.
I do.
I really do.
It's impossible.
They've been bad for so long.
You've been screaming for 2 years. You have Chiefs fatigue.
Yeah, I have Chiefs fatigue too. Absolutely.
But Tom Brady, go out there and play another 5 more years.
Yeah, I know. I really wanted the game in Atlanta. I thought that would have been awesome.
Well, yeah, for your pocket, yeah.
Just to see it, though, as a fan. Yeah, some people were concerned about it. Because if that went well, maybe the league turns that into a...
Oh, more on that coming
Final
up.
Final Four coming up. I know, but...
You want to take away what that looked like yesterday on TV?
Oh, that was
with
great.
The snow?
That
I mean,
was
come
great.
On, you can't do that.
That picture coming back in the fourth quarter, the shot
so
of the
good.
Stadium.
Yeah. More reaction to the division around up next. He's a great play caller, but the clock management leaves a lot to be desired.
Is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Watch football with a little more on the line. Play free in the Guinness Time Challenge. Visit DraftKings.com/Guinness. Set your lineup. Watch the action unfold as you play for your share of $115,000 all postseason long. Guinness, made of more. DraftKings.com for full details.
Great moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur? Concur.
What, sir?
Do you concur?
All right, Paulie, here we go. Going back to Saturday's games here. To begin with, Jacksonville will almost be too trendy of a pick next year. You concur? They're getting Calvin Ridley.
Yes, good point.
Right? Plug some money into the, a little bit of the defense and also the offensive line.
Concur, yes. AFC is still loaded. And again, how good was Baltimore if you had Lamar Jackson on that team with how nasty that defense was? You also might say Detroit, too. I mean, Detroit's going to be very popular
Those
as well.
Those will be the two trendiest teams in the NFL
certainly,
next year.
And this is something that'll be worth a good discussion as well. The NFC... Maybe, yikes, but the AFC, and for years to come,
the
AFC.
The young quarterback studs in that conference, and Lawrence is only going to get better, and they have tons to work with on offense. They have a really good coach. They will be definitely the pick to win that division next year and repeat. Now, this is based on Patrick Mahomes, if he's going to be healthy or not, but the first team to shut down Travis Kelce will beat the Chiefs. Do you concur? 14 catches. And again, it's stealing with this guy.
Yeah, concur. That'll happen. I mean, it's ridiculous. The game plan by Jacksonville and he's not even running a route with all 17 targets, whatever. It's like, hey, it's going to Kelce. What are you doing? I mean, in the red zone, every big third down, you know where he's going. So that's got to be part of the whole game plan. And Lou's done a great job with Cincinnati and what he did yesterday, making Allen look like that. But sure, take away Kelce and see if these other guys can beat you. And I mean, do you really trust Sky Moore and Schuster and some of these guys. I mean, but it goes back to Mahomes, and I guess you could just say he'll get anyone else, all these other people involved, and it won't matter. Could be a big dose of Pacheco.
Yeah, sure. I don't love the two guys you brought up. I do like Tony. I think they can use him in other ways.
Good pick. What pickup?
Yeah. You have to like McKinnon. And again, Pacheco again is getting better by the week, the way it seems. And I love the way that he runs. But Kelsey's the focal point and has been for years now. And it's just like, again, hey, go out there and get us 12 catches. Okay, coach, no problem. Jalen Hurts was going to win the MVP. Do you concur?
Yes, concur. Yeah. Yes. And that's why a lot of people were just foggy on. We forgot how good the Eagles were. Stuck in with a couple Minshew games and then Hurts playing against the Giants in the final game. And they knew they had the game won and they were going conservative. And he also was hurt. So, banged up too as well. So, he's awesome.
Oh, he's so good.
And they have weapons.
Yes, they do.
He makes that thing go.
Paulie, we need to throw the idea of playing championship games on a neutral field every year directly into the garbage. Do you concur?
No, I was intrigued by this possibility. I wanted to see what this looked like and how the league was going to treat it. And some people like yourself are concerned that this might have been a thing.
Well, they were writing stories about it in like major papers.
But they do it in college football. They do it in college basketball. I don't know. I don't know. We didn't get to see it, so I was intrigued by the possibility of the neutral site. I didn't like Atlanta for the destination.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, a couple things here.
I was saying about, hey, okay, we're going to go AFC, NFC, and we'll go back-to-back and put it at, Lambeau or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so you can't... If the NFL goes down this path, you really cannot be serious about playing in domes. Do you really want to take away what we had yesterday in Buffalo with the snow? That's how football was
Kansas
meant to be
City
played.
Kansas City, too. Of course. Was great, too.
Right, yeah. You cannot take that... And, by the way, has anybody talked about the part where it takes away the importance of the regular season?
Sure, one
seed. You're going to have teams punting on how important it is now to get the one seed and get that bye. And maybe even the last month they're going to be, okay, I don't care. As long as we're in the playoffs, that's good because it's going to be in a neutral field anyway.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
The Bengals beat the Bills 7 out of 10 times, maybe even 8. Do you concur?
Higher than that. Concur. Not 9.
You think 9 out of 10?
That's a horrible matchup for them, especially with the game plan. I'm glad Michael brought it up. Stop with the Leslie Frazier stuff. How bad was Leslie Frazier's defense? Guys are wide open. Blown coverage on Chase? You might want to cover him and watch what we watched in the first quarter of the Monday night.
Yeah.
They will never stop Burrow. If they play tomorrow, they play next week. I don't care if the game's in Pakistan. They're not stopping him. That's a horrible matchup for him. And Burrow would do whatever he would want, they're down offense, 3 offensive linemen. It didn't matter.
Sure.
They're blowing him. Blowing them off the line of scrimmage, dominating up front, for Mixon to go for 100 yards? Mm-hmm. Come on.
Poyer was playing yesterday. White was playing. That helmet to helmet was scary there for a minute.
Oh, I know.
When they're both covering Higgins, I believe it was. But the secondary, right? We heard about it all year long. Really good defense, great secondary. How did they have no answer for the Bengals offense in that first quarter? How? I mean, it was hot knife through butter for Joe Burrow and the Bengals. And you're playing at home with all of the emotions tied into this game again, with Hamlin there at the game, and you had the snowy field, the home field advantage, and it was just a total mismatch. Mm-hmm. I mean, that honestly looked like, I don't know, I'm not going to call it a 16 versus a 1, but I'll say like a 3 versus a 14. That's what it looked like yesterday.
Yep.
One team was completely superior to the other, and that's not the way it's supposed to work when you have home field.
Yep.
On that note, Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than Josh Allen. Do you concur?
I have to say yes. I don't know if injury related or what the problem was, but it was alarming how bad he was. The turnovers, man. Now, the game's out of reach. It's 27-10. But the 16 interceptions and all the fumbles?
Who would you rather have going forward?
If I have to win, you want to put it that way?
Yeah, I'll put it that way.
If I have to win a road game for my life, I'm taking Burrow. No question.
Mm-hmm.
It's ahead of Mahomes. I'm taking Burrow if I have to win a road game.
I can't remember when this was, but it was before the Blackjack tournament here at Circa in December when you won that ticket or your spot in the draft order to get the Chiefs 5th overall in the snake draft they had. 12 people eventually won Super Bowl futures. You were one of them. that week, I said on the air, I told you, I'm giving you a gift.
Yeah.
I love the Bengals.
I wanted to take
this year.
I know, but I can't. I know. Go ahead.
And that same week, I was yelling at Kenny White, who's been in this racket for a long, long time. I was yelling at him, Joe Burrow's a better quarterback than Josh Allen.
Yep. Time and time again, I said, I'm scared to death of Cincinnati.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And that's exactly what happened.
Andy Reid facing his former team would be the best possible Super Bowl. Do you concur?
Not bad. Not a bad angle. Sign me up for that.
Assuming Mahomes would be healthy. Yeah.
I still think it would have been, Philly, Buffalo would have been the nuts with those two fans.
Well, now, yeah.
Concur, yeah, because I'll get sick of the San Francisco-Cincinnati stuff and the third time they've met. So I'll go along with that. That is good. And Andy Reid might retire, too, maybe.
Good.
If they win afterwards.
Would that make sense for him? If he called the quits?
Yeah, go out on a high note. Yeah. Yep, right.
Yeah, I think, of all the matchups, again, you can't go wrong, really. But if we get a chance to see a healthy, and who knows? Patrick Mahomes play with that offense against the Hurts. Oh, boy.
Good. All right. Good job with that. Good job, guys, as well. This is a legacy game for Mahomes, too. Talking to our guy, E, in San Diego. Imagine if he does this, though. He goes back to the Super Bowl. 5 straight AFC title games, and he's hobbling around. Willis Reed out there can barely move. Oh, what a legacy game for Mahomes.
Well, how about that? He's made 5 straight.
I know.
I would say this. Again, sky is falling in Buffalo today. I'm reading stuff coming out right now on Twitter. This one feels a little bit different. What if the Chiefs don't win this game?
Well, you just point to the injury. It's just, yeah. Point to the injury.
But I would also tell people, again, if you go back 12 years ago, Packers won the Super Bowl. How many times do you think, what would the number have been? How many Super Bowl appearances will the Packers make with Aaron Rodgers in the next 10 years?
Yeah.
Number would have been 1.5, easy?
Well, it's hard, though. Again, Brady and the Patriots ruined it for everybody.
Right.
You know, Brady goes to 10 Super Bowls and wins it. It's hard to
win in this league unless your name is Tom Brady.
Yeah, and the Chiefs should have won last year. The stupid play before halftime, and they couldn't cash in inside the 10 twice.
Yep.
So,
Rodgers has won. Breeze won one. That was it.
What, Manning 2?
Roethlisberger 2. It's not easy to do this. And look at this. People talk about Josh Allen maybe being the best quarterback in football. They can't sniff one. That's how tough it is.
Yeah.
And just look at the AFC again and how loaded it is. If you're Sean Payton, if you're Lamar Jackson, and you want to find a new team, don't go to the AFC.
Concur.
You have to look at the NFC first and foremost.
Get out of the AFC, both of them. Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll continue talking about what happened over the weekend and get into some Super Bowl exactas. And it's almost funny to look at updated odds to win the Super Bowl because all of these teams are so close to each other. That's coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.